Hi, this is Did You Wash Your Hands? We're a podcast from WABE, answering the questions everyone's asking during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm your host, health reporter Sam Whitehead. Today, a look at how the coronavirus is changing how general practitioners do their jobs and what it has some of them worried about.
How to make sure that patients that do need to be seen are being seen safely. Where do we send people for tests? Our Department of Public Health, you know, doesn't have any or isn't helpful.
More from Dr. Andrew Reisman, president of the Medical Association of Georgia and himself a family medicine doctor. That's next.
Support for WABE's local coverage on maternal health and mortality comes from Georgia Health Initiative, whose mission is to inspire and promote collective action that advances health equity for all Georgians. Learn more at GeorgiaHealthInitiative.org.
The world is full of mysteries. Are ghosts real? Is that yogurt expired? Hey, the unknown can be scary, but when you donate to WABE, you know where your money is going. Your gift supports the journalism that keeps you informed and the programs that pull back the curtain on complicated stories. Help us make the world less mysterious. Become a member now. Go online to wabe.org/donate, and thanks.
More hand washing, wearing face masks pretty much all the time, meeting with patients virtually instead of in person. Those are just a few of the ways Dr. Andrew Reisman says the coronavirus pandemic has changed his medical practice. He's president of the Medical Association of Georgia and a family medicine doctor, and he joins us now. Dr. Reisman, to start, tell me more about what the coronavirus has meant for you. I would imagine this kind of situation changes a lot of things in your day-to-day practice. Walk me through what some of those are.
You know, everything's changed significantly. The immediate response that we had was to call all our elderly or infirmed patients and get them off the schedule to make sure that they would not come into our office. And social distancing itself and the general fear drastically reduced the patient flow in my office, which of course is a good thing for preventing the disease state, but it's a bad thing, as many other businesses in the entire world are finding out. It could be fairly devastating on the economy as a whole, but especially in the medical field. At some point when we have this under control and it ends and things come back to normal, we may not be able to ramp up or gear back up to the level of care that we need, and also cover the backlog of people that postponed elective but necessary procedures.
I know Hall County, where you are, there have been a number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Have you by chance seen any patients come into your practice who think they might have COVID-19 or who have tested positive?
I haven't had any of my patients personally that have tested positive, but I sent somebody over the phone today to get tested. Very early on, we set up a outside testing station at our main clinic. And when the test is ordered, we instruct the patient to drive up under the tent. The lab person comes out in their personal protective equipment. The routine is to swab them for flu, strep, and the COVID-19 virus.
In your position as president of the Medical Association of Georgia, what kind of conversations have you had with your members about what they're most concerned about, what they feel like they need here?
We have a coronavirus forum for private practice. Big concerns were the financial aspect, how to make sure that patients that do need to be seen are being seen safely. Where do we send people for tests? Our Department of Public Health, you know, doesn't have any or isn't helpful. And, you know, of course, in our own roles as healthcare workers, how to do our best to not be patient zero that spreads the disease to others. Well, for instance, I woke up with a fever a few days ago and stayed out of the office with the expectation that as the other patients that I've sent for testing took 6 to 7 days to get their COVID-19 results back. Mine actually came back this morning, so I was quite relieved to find that it was negative.
I mean, walk me through just kind of what that process was like for you emotionally. I mean, this is a very scary virus that we're dealing with. What was it like to go through that?
My main concern was the possibility that I might have infected others, my staff, my patients, during the days that I was not necessarily symptomatic. I spent the entire day doing video visits. The only thing that I'm grateful for is that we do have all this technology and the ability for people to communicate without being in the direct face-to-face situation is probably saving a lot of lives and preventing a lot of morbidity.
This has been Did You Wash Your Hands? A production of 90.1 WABE Atlanta, where ATL meets NPR. You can send us questions, comments, or news tips at washyourhands@wabe.org. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find more stories on the coronavirus pandemic at wabe.org/coronavirus. If you haven't recently, here's your reminder. Time to go wash your hands. I'm Sam Whitehead. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you donated to WABE yet? I know you've heard us talking about why it's important, but it doesn't have to be this big decision. You can give at whatever amount fits your budget. It can be a spur-of-the-moment thing. You already get so much out of public radio, so just go for it. Visit wabe.org/donate and become a member right now. And thank you.